Music of the Movement. As Howe's poem shows, the reach of poetry in the suffrage movement extended well beyond convention halls and the printed page. Music was a favorite form of entertainment both in and outside of the home. Sheet music could be enjoyed in private settings, and standalone lyrics, such as Howe's battle hymn, could be passed around at rallies and sung to the tune of well-known melodies. Both kinds of music had the potential to persuade listeners. Songs like the 1853 Woman's Rights were inspired by the conventions being held all around the country and worked to further the cause. The second verse of Woman's Rights laments, "'Tis woman's right to counsel man in sorrow's crushing hour, her right to raise his sinking heart by love's transcendent power, her right upon life's troubled sea the darkest storm to brave, but not her right to guide our ships upon the ocean wave." As the 25th anniversary of the Seneca Falls Convention approached, there was a renewed interest in music relating to women's rights conventions. Daughters of Freedom, The Ballot Be Yours, with lyrics by accomplished poet George Cooper, is a famous example. The lyrics read in part, "Daughters of Freedom, the ballot be yours, wield it with wisdom, your hopes it secures. Rights that are equal, this ye claim. Bright by your guerdon, fair your fame." As in the earlier song, the lyrics are unequivocally supportive and show how the issue of suffrage had fully entered the sphere of music. Other examples, such as March of the Suffragettes, figure 14, and She's Good Enough to Be Your Baby's Mother and She's Good Enough to Vote With You, figure 15, make use of powerful imagery on the sheet music to call attention to their message. As such, music brought the women's suffrage debate into people's homes, as well as being used at rallies in service of advancing the argument for women's suffrage.